sometimes when we go to God in prayer and ask for something, well, he doesn't give us an answer straight away. Sometimes he can take a week, a month, a year, hey, even a lifetime to answer. Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be with you again, as today we take another look at prayer from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus and by his power, become all that he made you to be. What you and I would really like is if God were entirely predictable. We would like him to see things our way and then use his power to do our bidding. Now, that may seem a bit harsh, but by and large, it's true, isn't it? Our natural inclination is to figure out what we need and then go and ask God for it and expect him to deliver. But it doesn't always work that way. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, says God. Neither are my ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. It's in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. I would love to tell you that after 13 years of praying, I have God all figured out. That I know if I ask him this way or that way, or if I push this button at this time, that's how I get the answer that I've been looking for. I'd love to tell you that, but I can't. Now, Jesus talked about this in some really kind of odd parables, and I thought to myself, we simply can't talk about experiencing the power of prayer unless we learn to expect the unexpected. So let's have a look at a couple of these parables today. The first one of these is about the unjust judge. And for many years, I found it the most challenging because in it, Jesus seems to suggest that God is a bit like an unjust judge. Let's have a look. It comes from Luke chapter 18. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on this earth? Jesus told this parable because we need to pray and not lose heart. Losing heart is exactly what happens when we discover that God doesn't dance to our merry tune, because we see things only from where we sit. The person in need is a widow amongst the most disadvantaged of all people. She's obviously having problems with someone. We don't know what the problem is. Simply something unjust is happening to her, to this already disadvantaged and lonely woman. She truly is at the bottom of the social heap in the social and economic structures of the time. And she's suffering this injustice. So she does what she should do. She throws herself on the system of justice. She goes to the judge, but he refuses her justice. Now, most of us, we'd go home at this point with our shoulders slumped and tears running down our faces and sobbing, it's not fair. And that injustice would cause us to lose heart, to give up. But not this plucky widow. She went back again and again and again and again, and eventually this unjust judge gives her justice, simply because she persisted. Doesn't God sometimes feel like an unjust God? When we have this deep need, when we're aching, when we need him to come through on something, what we feel like doing is shaking our fists at him and crying out, this is not fair. That's how it feels. And that is why I believe Jesus chose this parable, a powerless, lonely widow and what seemed to be an unjust judge. But now Jesus goes on to explain. Basically, he's saying that if that unjust judge will grant the widow justice because of her persistence, how much more will your righteous and holy and loving Father in heaven grant you justice? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when I come back, will I find faith on this earth? You think he'll delay for that long? This is a call to faith. Faith in who God is, faith in what God will do. You see, we'd rather have it that God responds immediately to our need, but he is so much wiser than that, because he will take this opportunity to stretch and grow our faith, to make us think about who or what we're putting our faith in the things that we can see with our own two eyes, in the things that we're going through, in the pain and the injustice, or in God. The next parable says it again. It's a parable of the friend at midnight. Weird one too. And Jesus said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me three loaves of bread because a friend of mine has just arrived and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, don't bother me. The door's already been locked and my children in bed with me. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he's a friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. Luke chapter 8, verse 5. Now, this is saying exactly the same thing, and I want you to notice something. It comes straight after Luke's telling of the Lord's Prayer. This parable starts the very next verse. This is Jesus teaching us about a prayer of faith and a prayer of persistence. Again, it's not told from our perspective. Sometimes it does feel as though we might be inconveniencing God with our requests, as if that were possible. But that's how it feels from where we sit. And then it feels like God couldn't even be bothered helping us because, well, it's just too much hard work. You ever felt like that in prayer? But the punchline of this parable again is this. Because of his persistence, the man will get up and give him whatever he needs. Why does God do things that way? Because persistence is about this. It's about trusting in the faithfulness of our Father in heaven. No matter what we can see, no matter what we're going through, no matter how big and ugly and hairy the monster is in front of us, it's about putting our faith not in what we can see, but in the great unseen reality, which is God. And when the world is screaming out at us, your God has abandoned you, we just stand in that place and say, no, actually, I'm going to go to my God. And I'm going to believe what Jesus said to me in these parables. And I'm just going to keep asking him. I need this justice. I need this thing. I need God to help. Look at how Jesus finished this teaching off. So I say to you, ask. And it'll be given to you. Search and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives. And everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you, if your child asks for a fish, will give them a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, you'll give them a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give his Spirit to those who ask him? See, Jesus wants us to know faith and persistence are what pay off in prayer. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.